let's come to this question of the week then. How can I be saved? Again, I ask simply, why would I need to be saved? If you were drowning or in a burning building or needing a heart operation, you wouldn't ask the question. The question wouldn't make any sense. But you say, I'm not drowning, I'm not in a burning building, and I don't need a heart operation. So what do I need to be saved from? Three things: sin, self, and Satan. Sin is the evil that we do and the evil within us. We like to think that we are not that bad. We compare ourselves with others. You know, I'm not like Hitler, or I'm not like my neighbor, or I'm not like that person or this person. That's not the issue. We're in denial. We are like the person who has cancer but refuses to accept it. Sin is our rebellion against God. It is selfishness and greed and lust and evil desires and violence and hatred and gossip and self-absorption and manipulation. We all have it, and it can all develop much worse. Now, a film I'm really keen to go and see is the film that's been nominated for 5 Oscars, The Zone of Interest, because it's, you think, oh no, not another Auschwitz film. But I'm told this one is very different. I'm really looking forward to see it because it doesn't portray any of the horrors of Auschwitz. It just portrays the family of the commander of Auschwitz, Rudolf Hess, at home, whilst Auschwitz was going on. And you see in that incredible phrase, the banality of evil. Evil's not the person next door who's murdering people. You know, you all watch these murder things, you know, like if you watch a thing like, I don't know, a program like Shetland, you think everyone on Shetland is going to be stabbed, or, you know, there's murder stuff that goes on. You realize there's deaths occurring all the time. What's that one with Detective Barnaby, Midsummer Murders? You know, you're surprised there's anyone left alive in rural England because there's so many of them occur. But we watch that because it's unreal and surreal. And yes, murder does occur. But this is saying, no, we're all complicit in different ways. The description for the zone of interest says this: dispassionately examining the ordinary existence of people complicit in horrific crimes, the zone of interest forces us to take a cold look at the mundanity behind an unforgivable brutality. In other words, I don't think you're going to get your need of Christ until you realize that the evil within the Nazis is the evil that's within you, just developed in different ways. And that's hard. It's a hard message to get. It's why, as a Christian, I could never stand up here and say to the person who comes into the church, tattoos everywhere, gets drunk 3 times a week, very violent, I could never say, I'm better than you. Because I know I'm not. And yet that's why the gospel offers hope to the adulterer, to the murderer, to everyone, because all of us need it. Can we save ourselves? No, we can't. We cannot atone for our own sin. We cannot change our own hearts. That's the point. Will religion help us? No, it just adds fuel to the fire. So who can save us? The answer is given: Christ. And how does he do it? The cross. And how do we know it? The resurrection. So what must we do? Later on in Acts 16, there's a jailer who asks this, and Paul says to him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Exactly the same as in Acts 2. This is for you and your children. Believe in Christ. That's how we are saved. And maybe you need to find out more of what that means.